are here at the 2017 CUNA Technology Conference, and we're also at the 2017 Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. So we're getting two for the price of one. It's a pretty good deal. How are you, Kirk?
Doing great, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Hey, let's get a quick update on CU 2.0. There's a book. There's a website. Yep. There's a community. There's all sorts of stuff going on. What's the latest?
So the book launch, got published in June, mm-hmm. late June, and mm-hmm. so July and August, of course, in mm-hmm. Credit Union Land, everybody's on vacation.
Good book reading time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So great success with the fact that everybody was on vacation, but now that we're back into sort of September, October timeframe, mm-hmm. The formal launch is beginning. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So we got a whole bunch of stuff going on with that, mm-hmm. a bunch of data infographics coming out, mm-hmm. a bunch of new content, exclusive videos on mm-hmm. random fintech things, all that kind of stuff. So you'll be seeing a lot more out of all of that in the next couple weeks.
And, multimedia.
Yeah. And then probably the most exciting thing for today is we have a secret scavenger hunt event going on, and people will have a chance to win a really kick-ass prize.
Right on. So, is it a scavenger hunt for your books or something?
Get a book along the way, and then there's a secret bag that someone will win that has cool stuff in it.
All right. So, okay.
The most cool stuff.
All right. Well, we'll leave that up to the winners. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, I've been thinking about you a lot lately because of all the hurricane. I mean, in a good way. But you guys at Ongoing Operations, obviously business continuity, disaster recovery, all that type of stuff. Yeah. With the hurricanes happening, and then I thought about you guys again with the Mexico earthquake. Yep. Not that you guys serve anybody down that, but I just think about
all the different things.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
It's interesting.
I'll get your take on that.
Yeah, so historically when Sandy and Katrina and all those came along, mm-hmm. we would have 6, 7, 8 credit unions declare all at once, and it'd be, pretty exciting.
Yeah.
This was an interesting, both in Harvey and in Irma, it was very different in the sense of in both locations we have credit unions that are fully live on the cloud, mm-hmm. and for those guys it was like nothing happened. It's like the dream of cloud, which is people went home, they'd work from home, mm-hmm. the credit union kept working, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we only had one declaration from a credit union between the two different hurricanes.
That is
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was very cool. And then we have an infographic coming out on that. Mm-hmm. It'll be a couple more weeks still, mm-hmm. but we went and surveyed and researched. We tracked 400 credit unions in Harvey mm-hmm. of their mean time to recovery for branches, for call center, mm-hmm. and for online e-channels. Mm-hmm. And what was most interesting about that was pretty much the e-channels were up the entire time for all 400 credit unions. It was a handful that got impacted.
Yeah, yeah.
I think only about 60 got impacted in total. And of those, within 2 or 3 days, almost all of them had everything back up and running.
Amazing.
So we have a bunch of data coming out on that, a lot of research that we've done on that,
mm-hmm.
Just to sort of kind of, I think, the good news is, I think following Katrina and Sandy and those kind of things, mm-hmm. I think credit unions are much better prepared than they have been.
Well, you have to be,
And so it's a different operating environment.
Well, and it goes to show you that this type of planning works.
Yeah,
you know, this is the proof in the pudding, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Like our ideal, we do about 2 recoveries a week on a normal basis, mm-hmm. of just either a crypto locker or a server failure or something like mm-hmm. that. And so to just kind of have it be a normal week, mm-hmm. Despite was it Harvey was like as if you flooded Oregon and Washington almost entirely.
How many trillions of water fell out of the sky?
It's insane.
Phenomenal number.
So really from a crediting perspective, mm-hmm. the recoveries went pretty well.
Oh my gosh. And then you had Irma doing zigzagging all the way up to Peninsula, Florida.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what can credit unions do? I mean, obviously look to you guys for mm-hmm. expertise help. Is there anything else that they can do? I mean, are we out of the woods yet with this type of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, if me and I were running a credit union, I would just be all cloud, running out of 2 data centers, and just make it so that my employees can work remotely and mm-hmm. work from wherever, and then you start getting to the secondary things like, you don't want all of your employees using the same cell phone carrier, and you want people to have home internet, but also data plans on their mm-hmm. phones, and just have as many different options as you can.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so in Ogos, well, part of the reason why we are as virtual as we are, so we have 45, 50 employees. We're in like 14 states. We don't have a cell phone plan that we get for all employees. We mm-hmm. just let every employee expense up to a certain dollar amount of the cell mm-hmm. phone plan. Mm-hmm. That way we make sure that we have some Sprint, some AT&T, some Verizon, across.
Smart.
Yeah, and we just, and usually in every major disaster, one or two of us are impacted and just basically, on the sidelines for that event because mm-hmm. we can't get where we need to go or we can't communicate or whatever. But by having enough diversity in that, it would take a lot to mm-hmm. to knock down everything. So okay. to me, it's that secondary stuff of learning how yeah. to function and operate totally virtually, totally outside of your normal element, and be able to still function as a team and communicate without actually physically being in the same place mm-hmm. at the same time.
I mean, those were a couple of good nuggets of information yeah. right there. It's like, don't be on the same carrier right. type right. of thing. Like, right. That's, I mean, who thinks of that, yeah. you know?
Yeah. Random people at Ogo. Like, so, well, we have, you know, our philosophy is we not only have to be prepared for ourselves, but we have to be prepared for a couple hundred credit unions, mm-hmm. and we have to be prepared assuming that they are not.
Right.
So we have to have another layer of mm-hmm. sort of, you know, crazy, plans and that. And it's interesting, you know, and as a disaster recovery company, you, in having that cloud platform, what happens is it's like firefighters. Everybody runs, we all run towards the event while everybody else is running away, mm-hmm. right? And it's just, you know, 50 crazy people who are really passionate about business continuity, disaster recovery, and cloud computing for credit unions.
Nothing wrong with
weird.
That. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So it's live, drink, sleep it, and just can't wait to jump in on those things.
Well, happy to have you. Yeah. Happy to have the
exactly.
passion, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's got to do it. You guys are the people.
It's what I always thought I'd be doing when I grew up.
Good yeah. for you. All right. Hey, let's talk about the rest of 2017 and yeah. 2018. How do you see it shape? Because you got your hands in a lot of pots yeah. here in this industry. So what do you see?
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of momentum building around digital branding, digital marketing, how to build trust online, all of those kind of things. So I'm really excited to see in some of the Amazon reviews and feedback I'm getting from people reading the book and being part of the community are just awesome. Like I'm really excited about that. And I think it's having my desired goal of really connecting with CEOs, boards, management teams, and getting them galvanized mm-hmm. around this issue, because mm-hmm. it's something I'm, you know, of course, really passionate about and yeah. really worried about credit unions still being here in yeah. 20 years.
No
and,
doubt.
And this is a key part. Yeah. So I think seeing a lot of momentum on that. I think we're in good times in the credit union industry, where we've had a couple of years of decent profits and, mm-hmm. you know, not a lot on the horizon, you know, that looks like it's going to disrupt that, right. Which is good. But that's also the warning sign in my mind after seeing, you know, multiple cycles from the 90s to now.
Yep.
Usually when you're feeling really comfortable, mm-hmm. that's about when something's going to kick you in the butt that you weren't expecting. So, you know, just making sure that people are paying attention to those and knocking them down. I think they're unconventional threats. They're not, they're things like, you know, PayPal. I mean, if PayPal went out and suddenly, you know, bought a commercial bank, mm-hmm. bought Wells Fargo, and now they had all the digital channel, digital engagement stuff, and a brick and mortar mm-hmm. like Amazon buying, mm-hmm. you know, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's a totally different game in that mm-hmm. scenario. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's those kind of things to be watching out for, and just, you know, continuing to reinvent the model as quickly as possible, mm-hmm. Which some is technology, a lot of it is corporate culture, a lot of it is, you know, really rethinking how we do business, because I think a lot of times we're stuck in how we've always done it.
It's easy to get stuck, yeah. Especially when times are good.
It's very comfortable, right? Yeah. And those are the times where you really want to be, you know, laser focused on how do we get ready for the next thing. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is probably more important to be agile, react quickly, mm-hmm. because we don't know how to predict what it is. But it's the same principles of disaster recovery and business continuity. Mm-hmm. If you know what your strengths are, and you know what your weaknesses are, mm-hmm. and you know how to react quickly and adjust from those, mm-hmm. then taking something off the shelf, using data analytics really effectively, using, On Approach or Nexus or, you know, digital identities in a really creative way can mm-hmm. completely change that opportunity and take it from, while everybody else is struggling to analyze it and figure it out, you can be already executing on what the market, you know, change is going
to
be.
Yeah, well, I mean, when times are good, I think for me, that's the time to really ramp up the innovation, you know? Because, I mean, everyone else is kind of, they might be just kind of sitting back on their resting on their laurels, you know? It's like, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it goes to the big trends for 2017. I usually do a blog once a year on top six things for 2018. I haven't gotten that far.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming in the next couple
months. Well, let me know. We'll have you on.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. And I was like doing that one. It usually requires me to sit down and rethink about a bunch of things. So
a little research.
But yeah, it's always one of those, like, sit down and think about what has changed in the world. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm fortunate, you and I both have a bajillion children. So getting that perspective, you know, where I was just watching this weekend where my oldest son, who's seven, he did a trip down to San Francisco to visit his grandparents mm-hmm. By himself on a plane. Right.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And which is nice, because for his reaction when I told him I bought the ticket was, "Oh, that's awesome, Dad. Did you upgrade me?"
Right. What?
I'm like, you're seven. This is absurd, right? No, I did not upgrade you.
Enjoy the flight.
Right, exactly. But to see, you know, that vision from a seven-year-old where he already associates wanting something different and wanting something more, and, you know, and just see that reaction real time. And then you start applying that to, well, what other lenses do we have on where we think it's absurd that a seven-year-old would want to upgrade himself, right? But that's not his world. That's that's my world, right? Yeah. That's my lens. So, you know, trying to look at those kind of things, whether it's from technology or business model or any of those kind of things. So
watch out for when he gets on the plane, because you can always upgrade while you're on the plane, too.
Totally. So. Yeah. Well, so his next reaction was, well, if you want to upgrade me, can I use my own money? He had a lemonade stand this money. He made a killing. And he's like, I'll just pay the $200 myself. I'm like, that's not the point, right? The point is you're seven, right?
Just enjoy the ride, all right?
Right. What, are you going to get the stewardess to give you a cocktail? Like, come on. Like,
well, you never know.
Yeah, it's Warren. So.
All right, Kirk. Always a fun pleasure talking to you, and all of a sudden great information.
Pleasure, always.
Keep up the good work, all right?